What do you call a dish that you might make from cooking and grinding up hog liver? You never do that.
Oh, no. I wouldn't eat hog liver anyway. Okay. It has such a strong taste. It's horrible.
It does. Do you know of people who ever make anything out of hog blood?
No.
Okay. All right, have you ever heard of a dish that's made up with the juice from sows and stirred up with cornmeal or maybe some hog meat and fried? And cooked, rather, and then later, after it gets cold, people fry it, slice it and fry it. You ever heard a name for all that combined together?
Is that chitlins?
I don't know. Okay, have you ever heard of scrapple?
Yes, I've heard of it.
Uh-huh. Is that, do you think that is
what
it is?
Yeah, I think that's what it is, scrapple.
But you never ate that as a kid?
No, no way.
Okay.
We live in town. No, we have those.
Okay. All right, supposing you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good, what would you call the taste?
Rancid.
Okay. Have you ever heard froey?
No.
All right. What do you call thick, sour milk that you might keep around?
Buttermilk.
All right. Any other names? It's real thick and real sour.
Oh, are you talking about cottage cheese or?
Have you ever used clabber?
Clabber, yes, that's it.
Okay, what kind of cheese do you make from it? You just said
cottage cheese.
All right, have you ever heard that called anything else?
No.
All right. What do people do with milk right after they get it from the cow?
They strain it and then they chill it.
Okay. Right, what do you call the dessert that's baked in a deep dish and it's made of apples with a crust on top?
Apple pie.
Okay, if it's deeper than that. Do you have any other names for it? That may be all that it's called.
Well, there's one that's called cobbler. It's deep dish apple pie, and it's just a regular apple pie. And there's an apple strudel that has topping. I don't know which one you're getting.
Okay, all of them, all the names. Okay. Is there a difference between cobbler and pie?
Yes, the cobbler is made with sort of a biscuit dough, and my mother used to just cook her apples a little bit, and then she cooked the crust on top of the apples in a big iron skillet in the oven, and then she put butter and sugar in a big platter, and then she put the juice and the apples and the crust on top, and then when it melted, she spooned juice up over the. Now that's cobbler.
Oh, that sounds good.
It is good.
Okay, what do you call I never heard of this, but a sweet liquid that you serve with pudding. Over the top.
I was gonna say whipped cream, but that wouldn't be a liquid.
All right, here's another way it's used. It's milk or cream, and it's mixed with sugar and nutmeg, and you might pour it on a pie.
I don't know.
You've never done that.
Mm-mm.
Okay. All right, if you're just eating a little bit of food between meals, you call it
snack.
Okay. All right, we're talking about taking breakfast now. You say, today I
ate breakfast. I had breakfast.
Okay. Ate breakfast. All right. You might say, and last week I like breakfast every day.
I eat breakfast every day.
Okay. What do people drink for breakfast?
Coffee.
All right. How do you make coffee?
In a drip below your pot.
Okay. How'd they used to make it?
Well, percolator, and then they used to, I think years ago, used to boil it in a pot. Strain it.
All right, supposing you're letting it sit for a little while before you pour it. What do you call that?